Well, good afternoon, everyone. We'll say a prayer to get our day, our evening started. Can you guys hear me clear?
Yes.
All right. Father God, we come to you this evening thanking you for bringing us together, Lord, for allowing us to come together and pray your name tonight, Lord, this evening. Please, Lord, add a special blessing to the declaration that Deborah will be sharing with us this evening, Lord. I'm sorry, Deborah. Someone's talking to me. Can someone pray? I truly apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Patty, can you pray?
Father God, as we come before you, okay. We just ask that you hallow this meeting, Father. We ask that you touch every heart on the call. We ask that you make our ears receptive to your word, Father. We ask you to make our hearts supple, Father, that we can embrace what we will hear, what you have said, Father, and apply it to our lives. We ask that you strengthen the voice of the person giving the declaration, Father. Let her words be your words, Father. We ask that you give everyone traveling grace and mercy to get to where they need to be, Father, while we're on this call. And, Father, we will be careful to give you the praise and all the glory with our very breath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew, for your greeting and for your scripture. And thank you, Arlita, for your prayer. And thank you, Andrew, for your prayer. Thank you so much for everyone that showed up tonight. And I hope you are truly blessed by what the Lord has to say to you this evening. This declaration is named Trusting God. Psalms 31:14-15 NIV says, "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me." Many of us have went through highs and lows of life, and some of us have kept going around the merry-go-round many times from one circumstance to another in regards to our relationships. When we decide to surrender to God and trust in Him in all areas of our lives, I believe we get more of a balance from going around the merry-go-rounds of life. David said in the prior scripture, "I trust you, O Lord." What is David really saying that we can relate to in our lives? The scripture shows me that David was pouring out his heart to God, of surrendering all to God, even the point of him of trusting himself. He came to truly know that God loved him, and apart from God, he can do nothing. He was saying, no matter what I go through, I am going to trust my Father in all, because he is my God, my protection, my confidence, and the one to supply all of my needs. Also, David talks of his time is in your hands. We all know that God's timing is not our timing. We want the desires of our heart now rather than later. And when it doesn't happen, when we feel it should happen, we start to ask God, when? Then when we start to ask God when, we go into being impatient, frustrated, and disappointed. I believe for each of us, we have to learn to be patient, balanced, and to rest in God. Then also enjoy the journey in waiting on God's timing so that he can complete his perfect work. You see, we only see what is revealed to our naked eye. But God is doing so much more behind the scenes to set us up in our future. None of us knows God's time. Also, we slow down God's timing when we do not obey the last thing God told us to do. All things from our favorite book work hand in hand to get us to where we should be and going for God's perfect will in our life. Then the ending part of the scripture, David is saying, deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. I count some enemies in our singleness as our mindset, attitude, emotions, feelings, words, and etc. Then when we entertain them, they will constantly pursue us. I remember the week after my divorce was final. It was a sunny day in Seattle, Washington, and I was looking out the big bay window at home to the tall green trees as the warmth of the sun was shining down on my face. So relaxed and in the moment, I asked the Lord in my heart, okay, Lord, I'm divorced, so what now? But I still long for a relationship and to be married again. Then I really started to pour out my heart to God by saying, Lord, I was with this man from 18 years old, and I have no idea how to start over. I felt so lost. Then I said, Lord, I want you to bring my friend, companion, and husband into my life. Next, I heard in my spirit, loud and clear, Deborah, I need you to ask your ex-husband for forgiveness. I said, what? Are you sure, Lord? Because I was not at fault. He's the one that offended me many times over and over again. Then the Lord was quiet, and what he asked me to do stuck with me. So I said, well, Deborah Yvonne, you know you will not understand all what God is asking you, but you do know that God loves you and you trust God. So I made up my mind to obey, even if I didn't understand, because I am his child and God is my father and he knows best. So I then called my ex and I asked him to forgive me in our marriage. He laughed and said, Deborah, you were good as gold. It was I who committed the offenses. Then I explained that the Lord asked this of me. Then he said, okay, I forgive you. My goodness, after I was obedient in what God asked of me, he started to open my eyes in regards to understanding men, giving me wisdom about men, their attitude, how they think different from us women, and he even showed me behind the scenes of why my ex was the way he was. It was so freeing to my soul. But I still had many worldviews, strongholds of singleness that God had to free me of, and he is still freeing and teaching me more, even to this day. In 2 Samuel 22:31, NIV says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. This scripture is letting us know that our God, whom we serve, his way is perfect, and his word is flawless. So we, as a child of God, why would we want to handle our singleness and our desire to marry in our own strength? God just told us his way is perfect and his word is flawless. God is saying to us to keep on letting him direct your steps and keep on learning and applying his word to your life. Then in return, you will be on the right path to meet up His will now and your future. We have to lay aside the setting up our own path. We are new creatures in Christ, and we serve God now. So in serving and waiting on God, we trust Him in all to lead us into that wonderful life He has for us. A shield from God is protection against evil and untruth. When we trust God, believing His word, it is a shield from evil that arises all around us to steal the truth of God's word from us. Ephesians 3:20 NIV says, "Now to Him who was able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us." God has a wonderful gift for us if we obey and let God. The gift that He has for us exceeds our desire to limitless. He wants to give us more than what we think and more than we ask. God loves us so much. He has seen our hurts and cries from past relationships, and He wants to move us past them to give us a beautiful package from Him to us. So why not trust Him? Let Him complete His work in you to bring you to the place He has for you. Romans 12:12, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." You coming on this call is giving you hope in the Lord. The joy you bring is healing for yourself and others. The patience you are showing in trials and tribulations is you doing the work to change your mindset to God's way of thinking, and praying is setting up the tracks that God's power is coming on to break down strongholds and walls of every thought that does not line up to the Word of God. I am so pleased to you all for showing up. You are saying to the Lord, "I want a better life. I want my all to come from you. Fix me, Lord. I humbly lay down my strongholds to you. I trust you, Father. I believe your word. I'm willing to do the work, and I love you." How can our Father see this work from us and deny us the desires of our heart? The more we come close to Him, the more He comes close to us. And from this, we will start to see the evidence of God's blessing in our lives. In closing, Matthew 6:33 NIV, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So remember to trust God. Believe in His word and keep doing the work. Thank you and God bless. So, Father God, as we go into the discussion part of the brokenness to hope, Lord Jesus, I thank you that some on this line will be healed, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for your word to go through, Lord Jesus, and to heal and to touch in the places, Lord Jesus, that you would have it to go. And I thank you, Father God, for everyone learning something and for everybody to support everyone on this call, Father God. And we thank you for all, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I don't have very many questions. I have maybe about two or three questions, but I think they might be a little bit heavy maybe. So I think my first one is, let's see, if we seek our needs outside of God's guideline, are we trusting God or ourselves? And if anyone wants to answer that, they can. Okay.
Could you ask the question again, please?
Yes, I will. I was saying that if we seek our needs and our singleness outside of God's guidelines, are we trusting God in our life, or are we trusting ourselves?
I think when
sense?
That, yeah,
okay, go
I
ahead.
Think I that question asks another question, and that other question is, what level are we on with respect to our walk with God? Because if we have been with the Lord a long time, and we do that, then that is more. I would say that that's a sign of weariness, of just thinking that the process is going to take too long. Yes, God has something better for me, but I need something to tide me over until that happens. And you can look at it as a moment of weakness. If you're not that strong with the Lord, you haven't been walking with Him very long, and you find yourself there, it's probably because you just, again, want, you think you know what you want, and you have it in your mind what it is exactly you need in a mate. You got your watch list all written out, nice penmanship, and what you try to do is just bring God into it later. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, you said you'd give me the desires of my heart, so this is what I want. And it might not even be good for you. It might not even be practical. It may be what you need, but you're not at the level where you can appreciate it and work with it, benefit from it yet. But you think you are, and you just want God to just bless it because, well, I come to church on Sunday, and I get on the call every morning, and you said you'd bless me if I, you know, if I let my desires be known, and this is it. So it's best if we just sit tight, hold our peace, and let Him line everything up for us. But a lot of times we get impatient.
Right. And I think that what I would kind of make it a little bit more simpler is that, and you can correct me if I'm incorrect, but I believe that the Holy Spirit, when we do give our hearts to the Lord, you know, we do have the Holy Spirit. And I think each and every one of us, the Holy Spirit in us, knows what we need to work on. Each of us, and once we start listening to the voice of the Lord and what He's telling us to work on, then that will start everything to be on the right path, if that's our desire to be remarried within God's will. Does that make any sense to anybody? Okay.
Deborah, can you say that again? I'm sorry, I missed that question.
You want me to say the last comment that I made?
Did you just ask a question?
Oh, okay.
I'm driving,
okay. I was asking that when we seek our needs outside of God's guideline, are we trusting God or are we trusting ourselves?
Well, if it's outside of God's guideline, then we're doing our own thing. We've chosen now to step out and do our own thing.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to hear. Exactly. So this is another question, Patty, and for anyone else. I was on that. What I'm trying to say is that the Lord gives each and every one of us work that we need to do, and you guys coming on the call, the Lord will point out things to you that you need to work on. Like in my life, the Lord points out things to me all the time of things that I need to work on to make my life more in God's will, so then I can receive the desires that I know that He has for me. If that's making
sense. Yeah, it makes sense, and I believe that each one of us have that same assignment. We all get those same assignments that you're talking about. Because we have to get ourselves together in order for us to be good for somebody else. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We have to be. So we all, maybe we don't have all of the assignments that He has for us or the things that He wants us to do, but He's given, I mean, I'll say for myself, He's given me things that I know, you know, I have to work on. I can either choose to work on them today or choose to work on them another day. But if I don't complete what he has me do for my, you know, to get myself together, then I don't believe that God will operate in giving me the man.
This is Arlita. I agree. Yeah, was that Patty?
Yes.
I do believe that he does make it known to all those who seek him and who seek that knowledge. But, you know, it all stems back to, though, as well as, you know, just everybody's process is different and everybody's time, you know, mm-hmm. to receive that that information or retain that information or to make that change, I believe is different. That's what I believe. But I do believe the common goal is to for all, especially us on this line and us who seek God, is to want to be right with Him, want to be in His way, want to be in His will. But it's a process, and everyone's process is different. I believe, and
I agree.
And I have to say again, we want to. I know I do. I want to be in God's way and in God's grace and do things in His way and allow Him to lead me in just like everything that I do. But, I hate to say this, but, easier said than done. But that is what I desire, and that is what I want. And I guess it's calls like this that allow us to know that, we can do it and it can be done just by being vocal and speaking up and hearing the word and seeing those who are applying, His word, and seeing their fight, to continue in God's way. I'm not saying like the fight, but, the everyday fight of life, the yeah. obstacles that come your way, or the barriers that might intercede in your pathway, as you're going along. And we know that God throws those there for a reason, because everything is not going to be easy, but it's just the fight, the love of the fight and the love of God and His word and knowing that, you will get there. But, it's not as easy for some as it is for others, or maybe some aren't. I shouldn't say maybe it's not as easy for some. It's just everybody's process. It's different,
right.
And they'll get there.
I agree with you, tonight, but I also believe that we all have to make our choices. So some of us may not be at that area in our lives, where we're ready to make that choice, because it's a choice. If we want to do what we need to do to get right, yes, it's a hard thing, and it is easier sometimes said than done. But I also believe that choice, the key thing is that we have, God gives us choices, thank goodness. He gives us choices.
Amen. Yeah.
For whatever it is that He wants us to do. And if we choose to do it now, then it's great. And if we choose, okay, we're going to drag our feet because I'm not sure I really want to do this, then that's a whole other issue. So I think that it's a choice. If you are ready for it to take place, then you make that choice and you walk that path, which, that's how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
I'm wrong, but
like one,
that's kind of
like,
how I see it.
Like when,
hey.
Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Deb. Hey, Deb. This is Bubbly. Hey,
hi,
everybody.
Bubbly.
What came to my mind is, because I just got on the call just maybe 5 minutes ago, but what I'm hearing is that God gives you free will no matter what, in everyday life, He gives you the free will. You choose which way. Just like you said, you got a choice, but He also gives you free will.
Amen.
And at the end of the day, within that free will, you have to do the work. Okay, you can say all day long, okay, well, I'm going to stop. I'm going to just throw something out there. I'm going to stop overeating. Okay, and then I made I acknowledge it out loud. I say it out loud, but to make sure it's a choice and to do the work in doing that. If I say,
exactly.
Okay, this week I'm going to stop overeating, and in the next 2 days I'm overeating just as bad as I was, if not worse, than before. So that was not really, to me, sounds like a made-up mind. And the bottom line is you have to have a made-up mind, whatever your choices are going to be in this life. And once again, God gives you free will, but you have to say yes and let your yes be your yes.
And
I
also,
agree.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much, Bubbly, for that. And also, each and every one of us, we know within in our heart when the Lord is is telling us to do something or to pay attention or something, or they may say, you need to change this. Because when my husband, I mean, well, my husband, when I had my divorce was a week old, and the Lord told me to go to my ex-husband and ask him for forgiveness, I was totally shocked. And I didn't understand it, because in what I had seen, I wasn't at fault. I never stepped out of our marriage, never, not once stepped out of our marriage. But this was something that I had to do so that the Lord can, and so that God can do a work in me. Because I've noticed that in God's economy, it's completely opposite than what the world says. The world will say something from the left, and then God will always come from the right. And it didn't make no sense at all when the Lord said, go to your ex-husband and ask him for forgiveness. He even said it didn't make no sense to him. But it was something that I needed to do, and it was something that after I told him that the Lord wanted me to do this, and then he said, okay. But God used that situation to turn a lot of things around in my life, you guys. And that shows me that a lot of things that we want to come in our life, it begins with forgiveness. Because you got to remember Christ, he forgave us. That was the first thing. So when I asked my husband to forgive me, it turned around a lot of things in my life.
I can relate to that. I can relate to that as well. I can really relate to that. This is Arletha, because, you know, like I've stated before, I was married for 23 years as well. And I made peace with my ex-husband. And it was only through the grace of God that I was able to feel that peace and that healing and to totally forgive him and for him to totally forgive me. Even though in the marriage, as far as adultery, I did not commit. But there were other things. You know, God allowed me to see other things that I played into the situation, because I learned that it was just not all him. You know, there were a lot of traits and things that I had that I didn't even see at the time, and that I didn't know that I had. But through all of that, all of what went on, I'm not going to get into what went on because we've all been through so many things. But mine was very mentally abusive, and just really just a lot of adultery, just a lot of drugs, just a lot of everything, you know, and then we had children. But through all of that, I'm sure there's a lot of us that, ooh, knows truly how good he is. We learned to forgive each other. I forgave him, and I love him to this day as a friend. But God allowed me to truly heal so that I can learn to love again and not be bitter, not be hateful, you know, can have a smile on my face, you know, and just feel good about the situation. But it was work. But for me, now some people, it happens fast. But for me, it took like 5 years. And it's not that I didn't tell God I wanted the process, because I did. But the fight was hard sometimes. It was rough. I mean, for a year straight, I cried every day. And I mean functioning, going to work, driving to work in the morning, commuting, crying all the way there, going into my office, working. And I'm the type of person, I barely take lunch or break because I like to work through. I took a break. I went to my car. I cried for 15 minutes. I sobbed. I probably thought about suicide, just all these things. Then I went back into work. I worked. I took a lunch. I cried. My entire whole hour, lunch hour, went back into work, got off, cried all the way home on my commute, walked past all of my kids and into my room and shut my door and cried the entire night, and then it started all over again for an entire year. And it's not that I didn't want it to go away. I did. But it was just not a year. My process was that this is how long it's going to take you, because God had to show me. He had to allow, he had to get me into a position where I had to realize, but then he needed me to cry, he needed me to get it out, he needed me to seek him, he needed me not to doubt him, he needed me to know that everything don't come easy, it's just some things just don't happen overnight, some things just not going to go away overnight. But trust me, I will have you to a point where you will love again, where you will want to marry again,
where you will forgive everything that you've been through. You will forgive everything that you have saw. You will forgive. You will be an amazing mother. You will raise your children. You will love your children. Love will never leave your heart. One of my biggest traits in this entire world is love, the love that I have for people. I used to think that love was my weakness, but it's not. It's my strength. It what gets me through. And I know that it's nothing but God. But for me, the only reason why I always say things don't happen overnight or everybody's journeys and processes and things are different, because there is many women like myself who have been through this, you know, divorce and things like that. But our processes are so different. God puts us in certain situations or takes us through certain things or makes our times different. Just because we experience the same situation, our pains and our processes are going to be different. And so that's why when I mean, not meaning that some people aren't ready, they're just not ready to fight the fight or they're not ready to be done with it. It's just not their time. It was meant for me. I'm not saying anybody else, but it was meant for me to cry a year straight. Because I'm going to tell you, that crying showed me how to love again. It showed me that you will bend to unbearable positions and unbearable situations, Renee. It feels like you're going to break, but you won't. You will not break. I may bend you to where you think you're going to snap, but you won't, sweetie. You're going to be stronger. You're going to trust me more. You're going to believe in me more. I can get you through pain. Pain that some people say they can never get through. I'm going to get you through it so that you can share it with somebody else. But everybody's time and process is not the same. And it's not that they're not committed to it, because the battle is tough.
I want to say
something.
But
it's a good battle. I just wanted to share that, because I've been through that. I've been through it, too.
Thank you, Arletha, for that. I wanted to share, and this is what the Lord has placed on my heart. Because when I went through my divorce and I was going through all that forgiveness and all that stuff like Arletha went through, I really didn't have the tools to really understand and for it to be shown to me that this is what's happening and this is what I should do and so forth. So that's why the Lord has this call, because he wants the callers that do call in to have the tools, because a lot of us, I didn't have the tools. So it took me a lot longer to go through different processes, but the Lord is making a way where through my testimony, Arletha's testimony, and everyone else's testimony, and the word that God is giving to the ones that do the declaration on this call, for the ones that's calling in, they're getting a lot of tools. So I just wanted to point that out. And Arletha, can I ask you a question? When you made that choice, did it begin with a choice and with your thought process, right?
Exactly. It was because God was building up my trust, and he was building up my trust in Him. He was allowing me to reexamine myself. So he was allowing me to think things through clearer. He was allowing me that even through the pain, that even through the hurt, I'm tearing up right now only because God is so good. And he pulled me through that. And he allowed me to see that even through, he allowed me to think and see clearly even through the pain when I thought, was where my mind was at that time. I thought I could never make it through this. I will never see through this, because I married at 19, 23 years. I thought I could never see through this. But God made it so clear as those days went by, though, and he kept saying, this is our time. This is your time. I know such and such is going through this, but that's her process. That's his process. Mm-hmm. This is your process, Renee. Listen to me. Through all of this cloudiness, this fogginess, concentrate on me, because I will see you through this, but you have to believe me. I mean, it would be at night, I would be talking. No, God, how? I can't. How? I can't. Oh, it's not clear. And he'd say, yes, it is. You have to listen. You have to listen. You got to listen to me. You got to listen, even through this. And it's like,
stuff just kept piling up, even just piling up during the separation and divorce, just piling up. It's like every time I turn around, stuff would be piling up, and God would say, listen, listen to me. And I would have to think clear, listen, listen, listen. This is the way to go. Trust me. If you don't trust me, this is where you'll stay. Trust me. And so I had to rearrange my thoughts. I had to rearrange. I had to trust. I had to trust our God. I had to trust our God. I had to read. He would lead me to certain scriptures. He would lead me to certain things that was of him to remove me. He would make me think, and he would change my thought process to think of things that would see me through. And something that I thought I would never get through feels like a thing of the past. He just and he just did it like that. It took a long time to get over it, but the day I got over it, I didn't look back the next day. I said to myself, wow, God is so good. He's so right. You know, I laugh at it sometimes. And I'm like, whew, God is good. He's so right. You know, you got to think. You got to allow him to intervene and think clearly. And, you know, so I know I'm rambling on, but you guys just don't know how when he says he's going to do something, ooh, and if you trust him and you listen to him, even through your pain, even through a pain of brokenness, I mean complete shambles.
You better testify, Arletha. You better testify, girl.
I mean,
I agree with you, Arletha.
I had three babies. I had to walk away with three babies. Three babies that were, I mean, I had to live in my car. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
But I tell people, because sometimes people will say you just got to get over it, or you just got to, you know, everybody's process is so different. And just because we say we're going to do something, that don't mean you're going to always stay on that path, or you just, it's smooth sailing from there. Every time I felt it was getting better, boom, right on my head. And I'll be like, God, help me, Jesus. And he said, no, this is what I need you to do. Because you can take this. And when he said to me, he taught me, I will bend you to unbearable positions.
But you will understand everything that he was asking of you, Arletha? Did you understand it all?
Not in the beginning.
You just trusted him, didn't you?
But as my process went, because it was my process. It was my process. See, my process was different than everybody else's. It was my process. It was a time where he would get me to where I needed to be right here today, where I can still say I love that man, as a human, as my kid's father. There is nothing in this world I wouldn't do for him, but as far as being in love with him, God has healed me. But he took me through a total healing process, you guys. When I mean a total healing process, when you can heal, I mean, my family was like, wow, Renee. People still say, how could you have forgave him? I say, because the God I serve, that we serve, that you all are supposed to serve, that's a mighty God. Because in the trenches, he is right there with you if you believe. God knew I believed, but he knew where I was in my faith. He knew, but he loved me that much. You feel me? He loved me that much, even where I was in my faith. Because I wasn't as advanced as I am now, and I have so much more to go. But I was so not there. But he said, I got you. But you got to ride this with me. And it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you believe more. And you can share your story. Because everybody's journey is different. But we experience some of the same situation. Woo, y'all just, woo, my God.
Amen. So does anybody
girl,
else
you
have anything?
Girl, you're healing process right there.
Yeah,
that's
so wonderful. Thank you, Arletha. Thank you. Does anyone have anything else they want to share?
I agree with what happen or are you still saying? Because I think that when God takes you to a place and you're ready to be healed from that and taken out of it, you do go through a process. And I, too, went through a painful process of having to let him go and getting him out of my system to the point where I was, you know, and then once I was able to do that and I got, you know, went through all my other processes that God took me through, I was able to forgive him as well. And, you know, people are amazed, you know, how you forgive that man after all that. But I guess it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's more about, you know, what God says that we have to do. So I have to get you to a place. Because I didn't think I could ever get rid of that pain. I mean, it was so deep. And, you know, it's like an excruciating pain. Like, I've never, you know, my heart's going to always be broken. Oh, no. I mean, I can say today, no, it's not. I'm not in that place where, you know, I feel like, oh, poor me. I feel like, you know, I've graduated from that pain part and ready to move on. Because once upon a time, I was like, oh, I don't ever want to be married to anybody again. I don't ever want to go through that pain of that person hurting me again. So I'm not open to getting married. Today, I can honestly say that I don't have that same attitude.
There's one thing real quick I want to share. Just one thing. This is Arlita. I'm sorry. I used to pray. I used to say, because my ex would call me names that were unbearable. He would call me names that were like, you know, the B word consistently. He would call it so much that my son thought that was my name, and I would pray, oh, God, when is this going to stop? I pray that this man, you know, I didn't know how to pray accordingly. And I would say, I pray that this man would stop calling me these names. I pray that you would just stop. He would just stop it. He would do it, you know. And throughout our entire time we were together, he would call me these names. Every kid just call me these names. And I say, Lord, stop him. But I didn't know how to pray right. And I'm being honest back then. And once I left him and we became better friends, he had a heart attack. He lost his memory. He has permanent memory loss right now to this day. He can't remember to ever call me a name. And I'm not saying that's what I wanted for him, but I didn't know how, you know, but I would never have wished that for him. I pray, you know, that he gets his memory back. But just to state that, I pray that he wouldn't ever drink again. Lord, take that urge away from him. Stop him from drinking. He can't remember to drink. It's been 5 to 6 years. He can't remember to drink. I hate the way that it is, to where he has memory loss and he has a bad heart, but his heart is strengthening because he can't drink anymore and he can't remember to smoke and he can't remember anything over 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. So, you know, what we ask for, and, you know, if God hear your prayers, you know, sometimes in your wrongness and when you don't even know what you're praying for and you don't even know how to pray right, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, because I wanted him to stop calling me those names when we were together. But God didn't see it at that time. He did it when I was away from him. You know, I wanted him to stop drinking when we were together, but God didn't see it fit to be that way. He saw it fit for him to be this way now. You know, so I just want to express everybody's process and everybody's journey and how things play out in their life is different, but we just got to trust God and trust the process that he
and
has.
And do the work. But we have to do the work. We have to do the work. It has to be a choice, because if you stay where you are, you're not going to get to where you want to go.
You have to do the work.
You have to make that choice, and it's not going to feel good at all times, but
even
it's going to be
like
a choice.
Even if you feel like giving up,
just keep on
stepping. Even if you feel like giving up, you got to do the work. And you know what? I just want to tell God right now, thank you, Lord, because when I was giving up, I want to say thank you, Lord. You picked me up, and you made me fight. So I want to say thank you, because guess what? I wasn't as strong, and I can admit it, and I wanted to give up, and it was times I gave up. But God, he loved me so much that when I gave up, he picked me up. He was there. He pushed me. He picked me up.
because sometimes I didn't have the strength, and sometimes I did give up. But he loved me so much that he did not allow me to give up. I just want to share that because I'm telling you, God is good.
Amen.
Does anybody else have anything else they want to say? We got the platform. Okay, amen. So anyhow, this declaration that the Lord gave me, it just sums up that he wants so much more better for us. But he can't give us his better if we don't do the work that he is calling us to do. And Arlita is right. We all have our process. But the Holy Spirit will tell each and every one of us the areas that we need to work on. And, you know, if we take one step, God will take two. But we have to do something. So, anyway, I thank you all for coming on the line because you are showing the Lord that you do want something from him in regard to this area. So I guess at this time, if nobody has anything else to say, it's almost 9 o'clock, I'm going to let Miss Arlita close us out.
All right. Well, Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for this call. Thank you for Deborah Yvonne and her igniting this fire and this passion, Lord, for such a situation as this, such a situation that so many want to sweep under the rug, Lord. We thank you for allowing her and for you feeding into her and pouring into her and allowing her to share and pour into us. God, we are so grateful that you love us. We are so grateful that you give us the will to fight. But like Deborah said, we have to be willing to fight the fight, Lord. And we just thank you for believing in us and trusting in us and giving us the will to fight and the determination to succeed and move on in you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for the process. Thank you for the journeys, our journeys. Thank you for each and every person on this call right now, at this minute, at this time, at this second, and at this hour. We thank you for them. May you continue to strengthen them and lift them and whatever and wherever they are in their journeys and in their process. Let them know that the battle is already won. We just have to be willing to fight the fight. And the fight is so worth it in you, Lord. And we just thank you for instilling us, for believing in us, for trusting us, Lord, as we place our sins and our troubles and our burdens upon you. Thank you for being the strength to handle those. Thank you for taking them on, Lord, and thank you for giving us the power to push on in you. Lord, as we go off into this evening, may you continue to bless us and keep us and watch over our families, Lord. Send your warrior angels down to protect us and hover over us and our families and our friends as we rest, Lord. Protect us, keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord, that tries to intercede in our life, Lord. Block any of those things that try to come into our thoughts and our dreams, Lord, while we rest. Let us rest in you, Lord. May we all be blessed with a new day of breath and life in the morning, Lord, so that we can wake up and praise your name at 6 a.m. on the Declare Victory line, Lord. We just come to you humbly saying, thank you. Thank you for the gift of knowing. Thank you for the gift of you. Thank you for the gift of repentance. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for never lying or giving up on us or leaving us or forsaking us. Thank you for allowing your word to be your bond, Lord. We thank you and we ask this prayer and all prayers in the mighty, mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus. As we all say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming. Arlita, I'm going to call you a short call.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Have a beautiful night.
Have a blessed evening.